A few moments ago, I received a telephone call from Mr. Brewer. His words were gracious, and I want to thank him for his service to our community and, most importantly, for his service to our country in the United States Marine Corps. She is strong, compassionate, kind. She is my best friend. She is the love of my life, my remarkable wife, Steph. To my wife, my sons, my daughter, my family, all who have been so supportive, thank you. And finally, to the residents of the city of Indianapolis. Regardless of who you voted for, what part of the city you live in, or what party you belong to, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. I'm ready to get to work. I'm ready to get to work as the 49th mayor of the city of Indianapolis. Tonight marks the end of a long and arduous campaign, and to those of you in the audience and to those who might be viewing, who knocked on doors, made the phone calls, and kept going, know that this day was yours, and so is this night. I'm only going to speak to you for a few moments this evening because tonight is a night for celebration. And by the looks of things, celebration is already on its way. If you want a sense of what a community working together can accomplish, look around you. Over 150 years ago, 4,000 settlers in a wilderness village dared to do what barely seemed possible. They decided that they would build the nation's first Union Station. And tonight, we remain, all these years later, in awe of its beauty, of its architecture, of its history. We, like them, are a community confronting a complex and dangerous and ever-changing world. We, like them, are a collection of neighborhoods and families whose futures are inextricably linked together. So, as we celebrate a hard-earned victory tonight, far more important is the recognition that in victory comes enormous responsibility. In our democracy, elections naturally create competition between us. And that is appropriate until the election is over. And now is the time for us to come together again, as we were intended to do, regardless of party or race or faith or station in life. For we are, in Indianapolis, one city. Now is our opportunity to show that partisanship need not be perpetual, for we are one city. Now is the moment to cast aside the despair of violence and replace it with the hope of a summer job for our young people. For we are one city. Now is the day that we must bring policing back to the community so that every officer knows their neighborhood and every neighborhood knows their officer. for we are one city. Now, in this very moment, we must ensure that if Indy welcomes all, so must we work to ensure that Indiana welcomes all. Because we are one city. And now is the time for us to dream once again, for we are one city. The words of Bobby Kennedy ring in the halls of this great edifice tonight when he said, "Only those who dare to fail greatly will ever achieve greatly." And we will dare because we must achieve. And then, prose gives way to poetry. In the words of the poet Judy Chicago, "And then, all that has divided us will merge. And then, compassion will be wedded to power. And then, softness will come to a world that is harsh and unkind. And then, both men and women will be gentle. And then, both women and men will be strong. And then, no person will be subject to another's will. And then, all will care for the sick and the weak and the old, and then we will all nourish the young. And then all will cherish life's creatures, and then all will live in harmony with each other and with the earth. And then everywhere will be called Eden once again. And then we will have given our children one city, our city." And then it begins tomorrow. Thank you very much.